The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Titles.
We celebrated, we've had champagne, we've had rings, but this is the more motivating feeling.
There's a new NBA champion.
Everybody thinks it's the end of us. I don't see it happening though. We'll be back.
Since the 2019 finals, we got hit with a lot of adversity and speed bumps, but never lost the faith that we could get back here.
Dubs dynasty is still very much alive. They're on top of the NBA world.
I'm so proud of our group. You hit rock bottom with injuries, and to get back here and get it done means the world.
Champs, baby! What are they gonna say now?
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. Boss, what is it that we do?
We give the people!
The Golden State Warriors are the NBA champions, and we will hear from Steph, Clay, and Dre about their accomplishment.
What does it mean to you to finally get this finals MVP?
It means we won. It means we took advantage of the opportunity to get back here. And I mean, I hear all the conversations. I hear all the chatter. We hear all the chatter. At the end of the day, it's about what we do on the floor. Ain't got to talk about it, just got to go do it. And this one hits different. This one hits different for sure.
To come here and get a win is awesome. I appreciate this fan base. They brought incredible energy. Got to give kudos to them. But we did what we do. Welcome back to the Warriors Invitational, baby.
It's crazy. I'm on cloud 109 right now. At least I don't even know what to say.
Jalen, this trio of Steph, Clay, and Dre now have four championships in 8 years. What does this mean in terms of their legacy?
Don't forget about Iggy. He won a finals MVP. In all seriousness, the word that comes to mind for me is just iconic. And you know, like, as somebody that grew up the son of a former player that I never met, I always enjoy seeing Steph's interactions with Dale and Gary Payton II with the OG, the Glove, and Clay with Michael Thompson. And I bring that up because the greatest teams in the history of the NBA, the Bill Russell Celtics, who won 11 in 13 years, Magic and Kareem won 5 in 8 years, Michael Jordan won 6 in 8 years after taking 2 years off. Like the greatness of Tim Duncan, who amassed 5 championships over his career. How about Shaq and Kobe, who had a three-peat and then went on to win 1 and 2 without each other as Shaq went on to Miami and Kobe stayed in LA to win 2. And then LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosh. And I bring those three up because you remember their press conference when they said not 5, not 6, yeah. Not 7? And I look back at that situation. They did win 2 in 4 years, but I want to salute this trio because they're doing what we thought the Miami Heat trio were going to do. Is that fair?
That's fair to say.
And Steph Curry is the anchor to that. And for Klay to have injuries in back-to-back seasons, and you know, work in the finals, I was there both times he got injured. I was there when KD got injured. And to watch how Bob Myers and their organization carefully crafted players like Jordan Poole and turned them into a rotation player who plays big minutes in the playoffs, gonna get a big deal. He was in the G League last year. Mm-hmm. How about Gary Payton II, who I mentioned already, who's played basketball all over the world, and Steph Curry calls him the biggest 6'2 guard in the league because that's the challenges he needed to overcome to prove he was a defensive stopper and even had an injury this postseason. How about Wiggins, who is considered an underachiever with the Cavs, with the Timberwolves? They parlay him for D'Angelo Russell. He starts in the All-Star game, becomes one of the worst players in the league after the All-Star break. He couldn't make a three. He couldn't make a free throw. They ease Steph and Klay back in, Draymond back in. How about Steve Kerr? Kuminga didn't even get minutes in the finals. He's the future. How about Wiseman? He was injured. He's the future. So they're appreciating their position as four-time champions, but they've also plotted their promotion, like Ricky yep. Rose would say, and putting themselves in position for what's next. So this big three has put themselves in a position to be discussed amongst the all-time greats for what they accomplish, and clearly the driving force has and will be Stephen Curry.
Jalen, I'm glad you finished with Stephen Curry because Wardell Stephen Curry is a decorated player, MVPs, most threes ever, NBA champion, all NBA, but he was never named Finals MVP until last night. What do you think it feels like to him, and what does it mean for his legacy to finally check that box?
So, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to hear me and hear me clearly. Good guys do finish first. Steph Curry represents that. He embodies all of the things that you hope your young person grows up to be when they look up to a professional athlete. You know I've been around this, I've lived this my entire life. There's so many people when they look themselves in the mirror, they see their agent or representative, not their reality. I appreciate since Steph Curry became a phenomenon in the NBA, I've got a chance for public consumption, watch him be an incredible son, husband, brother, father, leader, ambassador, and consistently committed to the Golden State Warriors, regardless of whoever else was on the roster. Y'all want to let Harrison Barnes go? I'll trust it. Y'all want to bring in Wiggins? I'll trust it. We need to go recruit KD? Let's make it happen. I need to take a step back? I'll do it. I need to go for kill shots to win our fourth championship? I'll definitely do that. And each time an athlete wins or has success, I want to remind you guys, they always mention their critics mm-hmm. or proving people wrong. Always ignore athletes when they say they don't hear the chatter, they don't know what's being said about them. They do. As a matter of fact, that not only do they know, it's their life to know. It's their job to know. It's almost like working on Wall Street but not reading the Wall Street Journal. It's for you to know what's being said about your name, your legacy, your professional accomplishments. And he knew that was missing. If you're gonna be one of the top 10 players of all time, you gotta have a Finals MVP, Jacoby. You know it, I know it, he knows it. And so when this series started, I told you, oh, he understand the assignment. He gonna make sure he take it. It's almost like a boxing match. I'm going for the knockout. I ain't sending it to the judges. Yep. Ain't nobody about to give it to Iguodala. Ain't nobody about to give it to Wiggins. We not doing that. He came out in the third quarter, and he continued to put his stamp on this series. And it's great to watch the ascension of a player, as you mentioned. Unanimous MVP, two-time regular season MVP, multiple All-NBA, multiple All-Star, four-time champion, all of the three-point records he shattered. But the thing that I appreciate also is watching him overcome turbulence.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring Chris Mullin on this show because one of the most profound moments in the history of the NBA happened when the owner of the Golden State Warriors was selling to their fans, trading Monte Ellis, and he got booed.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Mullin had to go out there and console him and make sure that he gave him support because the fans thought that they were bugging as an organization.
He told the fans to calm down. I remember this. I believe it was his jersey retirement ceremony.
Correct. And so this is the embodiment of the greatness of Steph Curry. And I want to say something else about the game that everybody's going to ignore. They were trying to find a weak link. Basketball is a game of percentages. So when they leave Draymond Green open for three-point shots, it's A, one, he's not making them, but two, we're playing the percentages. I'd rather have him shoot than Steph Curry or Klay Thompson. It's the same thing defensively. Who are we going to pick on? Klay's been all NBA. Draymond's been Defensive Player of the Year. Can't pick on Gary Payton II. So now we're going to pick on Poole. We're going to pick on Steph. Except let me teach y'all something. When you're picking on an all-time great player, if he competes with effort, he's still going to get the benefit of the whistle. Mm. And what happened is the Boston Celtics continued to stop everything they were doing. Post up Smart. Try to post up Brown. Try to post up Tatum against Steph. And all they had to do, Jacoby, is turn around, face up, do a dribble move either way and just shoot the ball. Instead, they just backing down. Crab dribble. Backing down. Backing down. 3 for 12. Steph went guarding an opponent when they shot the ball. And you ready for this? 6 turnovers. When Steph was guarding someone, it caused 6 turnovers.
That's wild.
Of the 23. So I want to make sure I pay tribute to how he got stronger, got more competitive defensively, which also became a catalyst for the Golden State Warriors winning it all this year.
The Celtics had 22 turnovers, and Jason Tatum had a few of those. He spoke after the game.
This is tough. Getting to this point and not accomplishing what we wanted to, it hurts. And, we all could have did things better. I feel like I could have done a lot of things better. But like we said, we competed, we tried all season, all playoffs.
Jalen, 2 points, 1 rebound for Jason Tatum in the second half.
It hurts. Trust me. I lost the state championship in high school. Fortunately enough, I was able to win a couple of more in the national. Lost 2 championships in college. Wasn't able to redeem that. Lost one in the NBA. And I think it was Ja Rule and Ashanti. When I cry, you cry, we cry together. That's what happened with the Celtics. But it hurts more when you're Jason Tatum. And let me tell you something. When he and Jaylen Brown started to ascend, Paul Pierce, my brother, was on countdown. And you know the legend of the finals MVP. We used to always say, who's going to have the better trajectory between Brown and Tatum? That's why I always thought it was foolish for anybody to ever say that you should break them up. You can clearly see that they're both young and talented players. But the thing that he liked about Tatum is that he had unlimited offensive potential, right? Mm-hmm. He's a guy that can get you that 30 points, and he can shoot that 3, and he can play the way he did against KD in the first round. Initially, I picked Jaylen Brown because I know he's going to be a dog at all times. You see what I'm saying? And last night, who was the guy for the Celtics that still got me 30-plus? That was Jaylen Brown. And so it's almost like the movie Face Off. If we could combine the superpowers of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and give Jason Tatum that level of aggression and will that Jaylen Brown has, and give Jaylen Brown the amazing shot-making ability of Jason Tatum, that seems like it will become a complete player, except they're both young, dog.
Yep.
They're both so very young. They'll be back to this point. They outplay expectations. Al Horford was also terrific in the game. They'll make some adjustments as a franchise. But, man, it does hurt to be the first player in Jason Tatum to have 100 turnovers in the playoffs.
That's tough.
To shoot 37% from the floor. He will respond. I have faith in them. And I still, whether you're a Celtic fan, whether you're a member of the media, you still were foolish if you ever once said, thought, or considered breaking up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. The Eastern Conference champions proved you wrong.
It feels a little bit like the Cincinnati Bengals getting to the Super Bowl and losing. It's like, sure, they're young. Maybe they will be back, but you never know if they will be back because this certainly, if you're a Celtics player or a fan, there's a lot of missed opportunities during this finals, and you can never guarantee, no matter how young you are, no matter how much potential you have, that you will be back. We will be back after this very short break to celebrate the Golden State Warriors' fourth championship in 8 years. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss that.
Bay
You're watching.
Area!
Jaylen and Jacoby.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Coming to you live from the Seaport here in New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jaylen and Jacoby. Jaylen Rose, the story of the Celtics all postseason and especially in the NBA Finals was the story of turnovers. We all know the number. If they have 15 or more, they generally lose. If they have less than that, they generally win. The Celtics know this as well. However, last night, Jaylen, they had 22. How impactful were those turnovers on this game?
Extremely impactful because when you turn the ball over the way they did, Jacoby, and you allow either points in the paint and or second chance points off of offensive rebounds, it's deflating A to your offense because that's one less possession or shot at the goal. But it also hampers your defense because now the Warriors are out in transition. And this is what unlocks the offense of Draymond Green. Draymond Green, double-double. I believe he had 8 assists, yep. 2 blocks, 2 steals. If you notice, when the Golden State Warriors get a steal, it now gives their role players an opportunity to make a play. It gets Draymond in space to make a play. It gets Wiggins slash into the bucket. It gets an open flare-out 3 for Klay. Same with Steph Curry. Same for Jordan Poole. And now all of a sudden, if you're Celtic, you're the Celtics, it becomes deflating. And also, here's what they're going to have to figure. They're going to have to figure Jaylen Brown and Tatum how to play in traffic. See, the one thing about the league, these are the most athletic, the most skilled, the most intelligent players that you're going to go against. When you bounce that ball more than twice, we all watching. And people reaching at it, they're grabbing your arm. Jason Tatum has to finish strong at the basket. He had 2 fast break opportunities. One of Draymond Green was chasing him, and I think maybe Looney or Draymond was on the second. He didn't even get a shot at the goal where he was looking at the basket, Jacoby. It was more like he was just like trying to draw the foul. And that's what I said at halftime, and that's what I say all of the time. The team that's flopping and crying to the refs is the squad that's losing. They're not going to reward that, especially in the NBA Finals. And you got to watch how the officials are calling the game and be strong with the ball. I want to give the Warriors credit for taking the ball, but that's the next step for these Celtics, to be able to play in traffic, not turn the ball over, and be more decisive. Like, Jaylen Brown did a hezzy and pulled up earlier in the game, and Tatum did one and pulled up. I was like, that's the money. That's what you got to do. That's what I want to see more of from those guys as their career progress.
Jaylen, Klay Thompson is one of the most likable athletes on the planet, and after they won the championship, he just became much more likable with this signature phrase.
I'm just thankful to be here, man. This is crazy, Lisa. I can't even believe it. I knew it was a possibility to see it in real time. Holy cannoli. This is crazy.
Holy cannoli.
Holy cannoli. This is crazy. Have you ever heard of holy cannoli before?
I don't know if this is cultural or regional. I don't know if he's been rich for a long time. I don't know if he's just living his best life, and maybe it's a failed test. Maybe he popped an edible or something before he went to the post. I don't know. But either way, Klay Thompson, here's what I need him to do. I need him to free the fake Klay.
That's yeah, we need him to do. Great point. Fake Klay needs to free fake Klay.
I need him to free the fake
Klay. Free fake Klay. Fake Klay needs to get back in the Chase Center.
But in all honesty, I'm really happy for Klay after having two massive injuries the last two seasons. The way he responded with his toughness, his tenacity, his perseverance, his professionalism to get back out on the floor. It was a turbulent year. He had his ups. He had his downs. Yeah, he had his games where he hit multiple threes, but he had his games where people was driving by him and scoring too.
Yep.
And so he's only going to get better coming back from his injury, and I'm happy to see him living his best life after getting his fourth championship.
It is time for you and I to go to the table. Not all of the basketball worth discussing on the program happened in Boston last night. Jalen Rose, one of our favorite people on the planet, one of the best rappers to ever rap into a microphone, Jadakiss, our guy, was getting buckets on a cruise ship. Jalen, please, please, please apply your astute analysis to Jadakiss's game.
Top five DOA. He has one Hall of Fame bus, and it's on Jalen and Jacoby.
Look
at my guy. On a cruise ship, living his best life, getting buckets, dropping down. Look at behind the back, Jacoby.
Look at the no look right here.
Shout out to Styles P.
Cruise ship?
Sheik
what
Luke.
Cruise ship? They got rec league with uniforms, though. Like, where did they get uniforms on a cruise ship? Did y'all pack those? Like, did you leave the crib with the uniforms? Did they give you the uniforms when you get to the cruise ship? But the no look dime. Good finish, too. Big shout out to Jadakiss. Look at the slow-mo behind the back. Jadakiss, you are a legend. We will always celebrate you, whether it's your rhymes or your dimes on Jalen and Jacoby. We'll be back with much more. We have the mystery of Jalen Rose's suit that he left in San Francisco because he thought there would be a Game 7. We'll get an update on that right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, Brittany Griner, still detained in Russia.
Way too long. 120 days she's been wrongfully detained. We here at Jalen and Jacoby wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
Jalen, you thought the Celtics would push to Game 7 in San Francisco. You left a suit in San Francisco. What are you going to do now?
I left my wallet in El Segundo. I got to get on the phone with the valet guy, give him $100, and have him FedEx it to me. Congratulations to the Bay Area!